We're doing the Chovat Talmidim, page 12 on the PDF edition, and we're up to the first chapter, second paragraph. And the Chovat Talmidim had been saying, "Praised are you, lad of Israel. Praised is your portion that you've come to learn the Torah, the light of Hashem, that you've merited to such a great thing. And Hashem takes pride in you, is happy with you. Hashem sameach becha. Hashem is happy with you. V'gam ata nao Yisrael, and you too, lad of Israel, tagil v'tismach begodel osherecha v'rabat aslechatcha zu. And you too, lad of Israel, should rejoice, should be happy with your great joy, your great success. Ki mihu ha'ish asher zacha liyot meroei pnei ha'melech. Who is it that merits to be among those that gets to see the face of the king? V'lo yagil v'lo yismach, and he isn't happy, he doesn't rejoice at that. ומיהו הזוכה שהמלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא ילחש לו את מצפונה וילמד לו את תורתו. Who is it that merits that the king of kings, Hashem, whispers to him his secrets, teaches him his Torah, ולא יחשוב לו קלות ראש ואבון אם לא ישמח, ולא יחשב לו קלות ראש ואבון אם לא ישמח, won't it be a sin? Won't it be lightheadedness if he's not happy? Look at what you married to. Of course you should be happy. אבל ידענו גם ידענו, but we know, שלו ידעת בנפשך, if only you knew internally in your soul, שאת התורה בלב ומוח תורים אתה למד, that you're learning the Torah with a heart and mind that are pure, ואת קרבת השם היושב ושונה כנגדך, בקרבך אתה מקדיש, מרגיש, and if you sense Hashem that is close to you, that he's learning opposite you, כל בקשותיך על חייך, חיי אורך ופרנסתך, וכל אשר שאלה נפשך, לפני השם אשר לפניך, כבן לפני האב אתה מתחנן. All your requests for your life, your parents' life, their parnasa, everything you request, you ask before Hashem, who you're like a son before a father. You ask of him, והוא יתברך כאב את בן אהובו, לך עונה ומרצה. And he, blessed be he, he's like a father to his son, he loves him, and he answers him, and he appeases him. Ki az kulcha nirgashta alazta v'chol nafshecha samachta. Then you'd be so happy, you'd be, your whole soul would be happy. Aval kivan she'et kol eleh b'kirvcha ein ata margish, but being that you don't sense all of this internally. V'rak kenao ben ha'narim t'atzmecha ata makir. You only feel like you're one of the guys, you're one of the other lads. לכן לא תפרקס נפשך ולא תדע לשמוח בשמחתך. That's why your soul doesn't get aroused, doesn't jump. You don't know to be happy. ולא עוד אלא שבשביל זה יש לפעמים שגם הרצון ללמוד את תורת השם חסר לך. Not only that, but sometimes you don't even have the will to learn Hashem's Torah. ולשמוע את קולו לא תאזין, and you're not interested in hearing His voice. Technically, yeah, whoever merits to learn with Hashem, Hashem is sitting opposite him, he should be happy. But do you recognize that? I didn't get that middle sentence, just a second, but we know that if only you'd know that you're learning the Torah with a mind and a heart that's pure, and if you'd only sense that Hashem is opposite you, and then the continuation of the sentence I didn't catch. Kol b'kashtecha l'chayecha, chayecha l'chav choshecha l'nesha. And you'd recognize that all requests that you make, the requests for your life, everything you want, actually, you're posing before someone who's before you like a father who's before a son. Meaning if you'd recognize that the relationship forms the bond, the connection between you and Hashem, if you'd only realize that when you learn Torah, Hashem is right next to you, he's there like a father with his son, then of course you'd get excited over your learning. But you don't sense all of this. When you sit down to learn, you feel like you're just one of the guys who's sitting down to learn. That's why you don't get excited over the learning. You sometimes don't even feel like learning. You're not even interested in learning. That's what he's going to tell you. If only you'd sense that Hashem is sitting with you. He's sitting there like a father with his son. If only you'd sense that when you're learning, you have Hashem with you like that, then of course you'd be happy towards the learning. But we recognize that you don't. And that's why he leads into the next paragraph. We'll read the short next paragraph. Yeah? ועל זה באנו אליך בן יקיר. And that's why we came to you, precious son. זאת רוצים אנו לעשות ממך. That's all we want to make of you. Chen Ashchina al Panecha Yairu. We want the Chen of the Shchina. I don't know a good translation for the word Chen. To shine off of your face. You know what the word Chen means, yeah? Mochacha, libecha, your mind, your heart, v'kol evarecha, and all your limbs, l'torah v'avodat Hashem yipatchu. They will blossom, they will open towards the Torah and the service of Hashem. Libecha v'nafshecha, b'kirvat Elokim asher al yadcha yargishu. Your heart and soul will sense Hashem that is right near you. Et kol bakashotecha lifanav yitbarach, ki lifnei av ohev tishpoch, and then everything you desire, you'll pour before Hashem, just like one pours before a father that's loving to him. V'hu ka'av leben ahuv, and he, like a father that responds to his beloved son, la'anotcha v'leratzotcha yachish. He will be swift to answer you and to appease you. Wow. Yeah, I think this is really at the root of it. When a person learns, he doesn't feel the bond. It's in the abstract. If he'd really sense Hashem is right here, he's so happy with what I'm doing. If he'd really feel like his father was looking down and smiling at what he was doing, it would be totally different. You know the story of the Satmar Rebbe? With the little boy that came to him with the apple? When he made a bracha? The little boy once came to him and he gave him an apple to make a bracha. And then he told him, but I want you to know that when you're going to make this bracha, here's what happens in Shemayim. Hashem is in the middle of learning in the Beis Medrash. David HaMelech is there, singing his Tehillim. Yehuda, Levi, Yaakov Avinu, Avram Avinu, everyone's around Hashem's table learning Torah. Even Moshe Rabbeinu's there. Everyone's learning Torah with Hashem. And suddenly in the middle of the discussion, Hashem goes, shh, shh, my little boy's making a bracha. And everyone stops learning, and they're all going to listen to your bracha, and Hashem is going to lead them all to say, Amen. You're going to make your bracha. Hashem stops his learning. Everyone stops to hear your bracha. And then Hashem says, Amen, and David HaMelech, and Moshe, and Avram, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's what happens when you make a bracha. That's what the Satmar Rebbe said to this little boy.